Hello and how's everyone doing? This is Pastor Romel Duane Moore Sr., pastor of Kingdom Convoy Church. Today we're going to be teaching on walking by faith. The Bible says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So I want to zoom in on the emphasis it put on not by sight. I believe that's there because many times it's the things that we see that throws us off our faith walk. And to be more specific, again, forgive me writing as I record this, but to be more specific, I want to break down how God created man, and that we are a tripartite being. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. The spirit and the soul, we can't see it because they are spiritual. And the body is the only part of us that is physical. Okay, so when the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, it is putting an emphasis on the fact that when you're walking with God, because our faith walk is a spiritual walk, you cannot depend on the things that you see. Said another way, you can't depend on the construct of the physical realm that we live in. The first reason is because the physical realm, which consists of height, width, length. Now, in times past, I did call the physical realm the third dimension. That was actually incorrect. The physical realm is a fourth dimension. We know this through Einstein, because the fourth one we should have added to it is time. Time is physical, and I'll break that down in another lesson. So the physical realm is actually of the fourth dimension. Again, height, width, length, and time. And it's in that dimension that we have to understand it is a lesser dimension than the spiritual dimension. In other words, the spirit realm, or the realm of the spirit, the unseen world, is more real than the physical world, because the physical world came from the spiritual world. The Bible puts it this way: everything that is seen came from that which is not seen. So when the Bible says, for we walk by faith, and remember, our faith walk is spiritual, and not by sight. Another way of putting it is, do not depend on what you see, feel, hear, and can touch in the lesser dimension of the physical world, because your faith is a spiritual walk and a spiritual work that originates in the spirit world, because the spirit realm is more powerful and more real than the natural realm, because the natural realm came from the spirit realm. In other words, we fail into this dimension of physicality. I'm gonna say that again. We fail into the dimension of height, with length and time. When God originally made man in the garden, man, Adam and Eve, were spiritual beings. The Bible said he created them as living souls. And the physical body that he gave them, remember, when they fail, the Bible says, and their eyes were open. Does that mean that they were blind before the fall? No. Does that mean that they couldn't see before the fall? No. It literally means that the eyes that were open was a whole new set, a whole new pair of eyes. The eyes that they were seeing through and living through before the fall were spiritual eyes. They were originally appreciating their existence from the spiritual realm. Okay? And so when they fail, the physical body, remember the Bible says, and God formed man from the dust of the earth. What we have to understand is that physical body that was formed, it was hidden, concealed within Adam and Eve. So when they fell and lost the sight, he said, the day that you eat from this tree, you shall surely die. That death was spiritual. So when they died spiritually, by grace, God had already concealed a physical body hidden within the spiritual man. And that those were the eyes that were open. The physical eyes were open. They fell from the spirit realm into the physical realm. Those were the eyes that were open. Now, that is a bad thing, first, because it proves that they sinned, and now they are viewing, living, and appreciating life from a fallen position, a fallen world, and a fallen dimension. Secondly, it was a blessing because they had something to fall into. They had a physical body to fall into. Said another way, if there had not been, if God had not formed a body and concealed it within them, if they had not, if he didn't have a plan whereby when they fell from the spirit realm, from the place of eternity and everlasting life into the physical realm, without that physical body, our fall would have been eternal. This is important because when a spiritual being, like an angel from heaven, if and when an angel falls, there is no redemption, nothing to fall into. They do not have the grace and the privilege when they fall from eternity. There's nothing God designed for them to fall into. They don't get to fall into a physical body. They do not get to fall into time. Their fall will be eternal. And another way of putting that is a bottomless pit. A bottomless pit is a place or dimension where you never stop falling. The fact that before the worlds were formed, God had already designed and prepared for our fall is worth shouting for or shouting about. Okay, so I'm dealing with this because we have to understand the tripartite construct of man, spirit, soul, and body. Okay, so we had a body to fall into. God graced us to fall from eternity into time. Okay, and so he was going to give us time so that his son can come, and in the fullness of time, come into the earth realm, born as you and I, and die for our sins. So the grace of God created time so that he could have time to buy us back, to pay for the sin debt that was incurred in the garden. All right. So getting back to the text, because we're spirit, soul, and body, and we fail into the fallen, sinful, fourth dimension, we can't trust this dimension. He never intended for us to live in this dimension. He never intended for you to have faith in this dimension. It is a lesser dimension. Okay? And so, with that being said, when the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, he is letting us know, just like in the beginning, we were made spiritual beings. Did you know that Adam and Eve's spirit and soul was the part externally that you would have seen when they were walking? The physical man was on the inside, hidden. We are actually the perversion of the original. We walk around today in a physical body, and the spiritual part of us, soul and spirit, is hidden on the inside of us. In the beginning, it was the opposite of that. In the beginning, the spirit and the soul, the spiritual body was on the outside, and the physical body was hidden on the inside. So what we see in every human being is the perversion of what God originally created in the garden. So we have to understand that the physical world we live in right now is the perversion of what he created in the garden. We have to understand that our makeup right now of the body, the physical body being on the external, and the spirit man and the soul hidden internally, is the perversion of the original. So when the Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight, he is reiterating that this is not his original intent. Trusting in the four dimension of height, length, width, and time. You can't put your trust there. Said another way. So when you believe in God for something, or you are dealing with a certain circumstance, okay, say healing for your body, what needs to be healed is a part of the fallen dimension of the flesh, because it's the physical body that's hurting you. It's the physical body that has diabetes. It's the physical body that has cancer. It's the physical body that is diseased. And so since we know that our faith walk is spiritual, and we're not to trust the fallen realm of the physical, of height, width, length, And time, our trust is in the unseen spiritual realm. Jesus said, "My words are spirit and they are life." The Bible says that God is a spirit. We are filled with His Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is not physical. It is invisible. It is a spiritual kingdom within us. The kingdom is within us. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. It is not of the fourth dimension. It is of a higher dimension that the physical realm was birthed from." So when we are dealing with sickness and disease, and you are overly concerned and worried about and crying about and stressing about something that is sick, ill, or diseased in this fallen fourth dimension, instead of believing and trusting in God's word, and His words are spiritual, believing and trusting in your covenant, in the resources of the kingdom that is of a higher dimension than the physical realm, this is why we do not get the benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. The benefits, every benefit in Scripture can only be accessed spiritually. Every benefit in Scripture are spiritual benefits, and we receive them spiritually, and eventually they will manifest in the natural. You cannot receive the blessings of God from the natural. His kingdom is spiritual. His kingdom is of a higher dimension, a higher realm. And as believers, we have to discipline ourselves and reteach ourselves, or teach ourselves how to walk this spiritual walk. Because by the time we come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our problem is we know the physical realm all too well. See, we know this fallen dimension of the flesh like the back of our hand. Okay, because that's the realm we were birthed in. We understand sound. We can trust it. We understand the sense of smell. We can trust it. We understand touch. We believe in it. We understand sight. We trust in it. Our problem is, once we're born again, we're born into a kingdom of a higher dimension, vibration, energy, and realm. And we have to allow the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, to train us how to trust and walk in the Spirit, to train us and how to learn what the spirit realm is, how the kingdom of God operates, and not to continue to trust in the natural realm that we were birthed in and understand completely. So that is the war. That is the contention that we deal with on a daily basis. The Bible says that the flesh wars against the spirit. The Bible, Paul speaks in a book of Romans about that there is a law, that there is another law at work. And he's talking about the law of sin and death. So the number one battle that every follower of Jesus Christ have to contend with and deal with on a daily basis is deciding every morning that you will walk in the Spirit, that you will not be moved by what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you feel. You will not be moved by the fourth dimension, but you will trust in and walk in the kingdom that is of the higher dimension of the spirit realm. And this is a practical application, though it's hard to do. So, like with anything, practice makes perfect. And this is why we are supposed to become disciples or disciplined ones. You cannot live a successful life as a follower of Jesus Christ and receive all the benefits that the Lord wants us to receive and walk in the authority that He paid the price for us to walk in without understanding this principle, that we have to unlearn some things and learn how to walk in the Spirit, learn how to deny the urges, the appetites, the feelings of this fallen realm called the flesh, and begin to walk in, understand, appreciate, practice and execute on a day-to-day basis the realm of the Spirit. Now, as I said, walking by faith is a spiritual operation. Living by faith is a spiritual activity. We see so much defeat among God's people, not because God does not want the best for them, not because Jesus have not already done the work to give you the very best, not because God is not concerned, not because He did not design it where we supposed to win. We lose in life because He said, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." Trying to explain how faith works so that you will always win. When you get up each day and you understand that no matter what happens, of course I'm going to feel what happens in the natural. You're going to be disturbed by it. See, walking by faith does not mean the physical realm is not real. Walking by faith means that the spiritual realm is more real. Walking by faith does not mean that the physical realm is a lie. Walking by faith means that the spiritual realm can alter and change the natural realm, because that's where the real authority is. Okay? So if a person is sick, no one is saying that the sickness is not real. No one is saying that you're hallucinating. No one is saying that how you feel in your body is a lie. No one's saying that you've lost your mind. What I am saying is the spiritual realm is a higher realm with greater power. What I am saying is, when you step out on nothing but the word of God and believe by faith that by Jesus' stripes you are healed, because his words are spirit and his kingdom is spirit, it can change and alter what you are experiencing in the natural realm, because everything that is seen came from that which is not seen. So when you stand on the word of God, it is not denying that what you are feeling on earth, what you are experiencing in your body, is not real. It is saying that the authority we walk in because of the covenant that was shed by the blood of Jesus, because of that, it can change my circumstance. It can change what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling, to line up with the word of God. This is Faith 101. So God wants us disciplined to the point where we are such believers and soldiers in this fallen realm that no matter what happens to us in the natural, we stand on the word of God. We confess the word of God. We believe the word of God until our circumstance change based on that which we're standing on. That is what excites heaven. That is what makes the Lord stand on the throne. That is what gets the angels of God excited, because they recognize that you have not been to heaven. They recognize you have not seen the spiritual realm. They recognize that you in the natural have not been opened up to appreciate anything spiritual, but you believe nonetheless. And so this is what Jesus meant when he told Thomas. He said, you believe because you saw. You believe because I appeared physically in front of you. You believe because you were able to put your fingers in my hand and my side. But he said, blessed are they who believe and have not seen. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. Blessed are ye when you believe, and it's not based on what you see. It's based on your spiritual eye. It's based on your spiritual understanding that I believe what God said more than I believe how I feel. I believe what God said more than I believe what the doctor is showing me on the x-ray, what the doctor is showing me on the test. I believe it because everything that is seen came from that which is not seen. And my faith and my covenant is from a spiritual dimension, and it is higher, it is more powerful, and it has more authority than the physical dimension. So when you stand on what you cannot see, and that is the word of God, it will supersede what you can see. And that's what makes us special.